Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome. You are in the Golf Club Clubhouse. We're taking over the Hyundai Tournament of Champions Media Center for a few minutes under the gorgeous clubhouse that is the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, where people can go. You paid that a little bit more. We were talking about this with you. You could pay just a little bit more and have access to that beautiful clubhouse, have a little something to eat and drink while you're watching the Tournament of Champions champions tee off. You could be here next year with a television view of Honolulu Bay and the panorama of the plantation course at Kapalua, or you can just come over today because the weather is absolutely perfect for following the leaders around this gorgeous golf course. I want to welcome to the clubhouse KGU AM 76, the Wall Street Journal Business Network. I'm really glad you've joined us for our live broadcast here from Kapalua. It's great to be on KGU AM 760. Well, we've got tips from the Kapalua Golf Academy's Ben Hongo and Claude Brousseau, insight from the Director of Golf Operations, Mike Jones, on the future here at Kapalua, unique dining opportunities from Sheraton Maui's coming up, and of course, as always, I think this must be like the 16th year, Bob Bupka is my co-host. Welcome, Bob. It's so good to have you here again at Kapalua.
Well, if this is my 16th, I must have started when I was 16.
Exactly. Both. Very, very young. I don't think I needed these.
Well, you told me off air you're suffering from a bad back. I'm suffering from a bad back. So why don't we do this?
Yes.
We're broadcasting live from the MASH unit here at the Tournament of Champions.
Exactly. So, before we thank the people who make this show possible, NBC and Golf Channel's Mark Rolfing, during the NBC Hyundai preview teleconference, he talked about two important thoughts, including the weather and its impact on the plantation course. Take it away, Mark Rolfing.
We are going through climate change out here in Hawaii, just like everybody else is around the world, and it has dramatically impacted the way the plantation course has played over the years, and this year is going to be no different. We've had a very wet winter, and we've had long periods of time where there has been no wind at all. Now, it's a little windy today, but it is scheduled to drop tomorrow, and by the weekend, there's not going to be much wind at all, which is very unusual for the long term that's been happening here at plantation course. But the last couple of years, that's the way it's been. The biggest hole that it really changes is number 18. Last year, not a single player in this field reached the 18th green in two shots. And, that's not the way the hole was designed. So while we built three different tees as the years went on to go further and further back over the years, this year we have actually added a tee further up so that players can get the ball far enough down the fairway to be able to reach the green in two, which is what Bill Gore and Ben Crenshaw had in mind. So I think viewers are going to see, again, a pretty soft plantation course that plays quite long, and I think it's really going to favor the longer hitters in the field. I'm also thinking about the field itself and watching some players really emerge in my mind as favorites this week, and I think a lot of it is because of the amount of time that some guys have spent here. For example, Bubba Watson has been here since last Thursday. And every morning, crack of dawn, he has been first out on this course, which means Bubba, by Friday's opening round, will have played no less than 8 full practice rounds on this course. And not only is he long and talented and a Masters champ and all that, but he is going to understand the way this course is playing, I think, better than anybody in the field, especially guys that are just coming in today and tomorrow and having maybe one look at it. So I'm sort of making Bubba my favorite right now. I've watched him play some holes. He looks like he's in really good form. But there's also been four or five other guys that are going to have a number of practice rounds under their belt that came in on the weekend. And in the afternoons, they're enjoying the cliff house and jumping in the ocean and snorkeling and doing all that. But I'm really sensing a lot of hard work that's going on from some of these players because they know that this is a great opportunity They only got to beat 33 guys this week.
That's the bottom line. There are only 33 guys in the field, and it's interesting to see the leaderboard. The guys leading are the ones who've won this season opening, which starts, of course, it's no longer the wraparound season. This is just at the beginning or the end of the year. Oh, we'll talk about it right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, or store, townhouse, customer, single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. Call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Hoyt Poubet Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Hoyt Poubet Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. And Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. Systems that can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company.
We're right here at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions next weekend at the Sony Open in Hawaii. You can get any tickets that you need right at the gate here for Kapalua Plantation Course. Just come up the hill. Well, actually, you need to park your car first, and then there's a lovely shuttle. But let's bring into the clubhouse first. Bob Bubka, what do you think about the leaderboard right now? What's your first impression?
Well, you know what I think really is not important. The gentleman that's sitting alongside of me, Mike Jones, who does such an outstanding job here, he has a better way of evaluating the difference in the course and the way some of the players are playing this. But I've often said about this event, you got about 10 players here that are on family vacation. They got their kids. They're worried about everything. You got another 10 players here that had put away the clubs, and they just come here and you know, find old bananas in their bag.
Right.
Then you got 10 that really point to this, and I would have to put Bubba Watson in that group coming here over a week early and playing that many practice rounds. So on the surface, you say you got to beat 33 guys to win here. Probably you got to beat 9 other guys to win here, because out of that 10 that are really focused on this event, will come the winner.
So there's 34 guys in the field. You've got to beat 33. I know somebody close to your heart. Mike Jones, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danielle. Good morning, Bob. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I tend to agree with Mark. I listened to his comments early. You know, the winds are down, so, you know, players, the long bomber should be favored this week. So a guy like Bubba Watson. Bubba actually showed up here New Year's Day. We got him out. He went out with some public players and played and some friends. And
what a surprise that must have been, right?
He's played about, 8 or 9 rounds before we got to the tournament here. And, you know, while he shot, I think, 3 under yesterday, he's still going to be a force to be reckoned with throughout this tournament.
So. Yeah, I was saying before we thank the people who make the show possible that I'm looking at the leaderboard and I'm thinking, wait a second, all these guys won at the end of 2014, the beginning of the 2014-2015 wraparound season. So
they were playing well then.
They were playing well, yes. But we've got these guys who have 2 Masters jackets, Bubba Watson. We have Matt Kuchar, who is, a consistent, Mr. Consistent.
He's a walking ATM machine.
Exactly. There you go. There you go. I mean, these guys are right there, and they're not in a hurry right now. They're
You got 3 rounds left, and the plantation course, especially on the back nine, you can get a lot of wedges in your hands. So somebody can go low one day with the winds down. And I think the tour staff, talking to them, the way they're setting the golf course up and stuff on Sunday, we're going to Sunday and Monday going to try to set it up so that possible eagles, maybe use the lower tee that Mark was talking about that
yes.
we built, so
yes.
we can have some exciting finishes.
Yeah, I
just want to, you got so many listeners, and they hear a lot about Bubba Watson being long. Well, the other day, I believe Monday, Alex Maselli, who I work with,
show on, with.
Yeah,
oh,
the Grill Room
yes.
show, he drove on the 18th hole, and then he hit his second shot on the 18th hole, and then he watched Bubba Watson's drive go over his head when he was standing at his second shot.
Oh, my God.
that's long.
Bubba long.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And we were talking about the wind and it being a less significant factor than, let's say, a couple years ago.
Yes.
Right? Okay, everybody was worried about the wind. Now, it is blowing to, let's say, 12 and supposed to be out of the east today. Yesterday, I think it was out of the south for a while. What does this do? Mike, what does this do for the players?
Well, you know, coming out of the east, a little bit of a Kona, you know, so on the longer holes, it's going to be in their face. Now, if it was blustery, I would think that might favor a wedge player, but I don't think they're going to be strong enough. It's still going to favor the longer hitters on the golf course. As long as they can putt, yes.
Yes, and it was, when I was listening to Sungmoon Bae yesterday, who is second, Russell Henley, who's won at the Sony Open, seems very comfortable with our conditions here. Sungmoon Bae said that he felt on the first nine holes. The second nine holes, he had to actually ask his caddy for just, and he doesn't command English, but he's doing very well. He said he got confused, and that's when he stopped and asked. I think he felt insecure or uncertain, and asked his caddy for help with the read. It's when you're on and you can really hit the green and make the putt, sink the putt, you're golden here.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as a player myself, but not at this level, you know, there's days where you just see it, right? You look down, you go, that's the line, you hit it, and it goes in. And then there's days when you just don't have it. And so it sounded like he had one of those days on the same day, front nine and back nine. And, yeah, you know, the greens here are pretty big, and there's some undulations in them. So I agree. The putter, the guy who's putting great, is going to do well.
Okay.
The one thing about Sungmoon Bae is he probably doesn't have time to look and read the greens. He's scoping the gallery, thinking that some government officials want him to come back to his country and serve 2 years of military. So we have to forgive him for not being able to read the greens.
Hard to concentrate with that going on.
I know. And he's a lovely guy. I mean, an absolutely lovely guy. And, you know, for people not completely familiar with his story, it's tradition in Korea that once you turn 21, you have to give 2 years to your government. Mm-hmm. And Sungmoon Bae has that looming, you know, and he desperately wants to go back to Korea in the fall for the President's Cup, which is going to be hosted
in Korea.
Right. And so that would be a huge deal. Can you imagine Nick Price making the phone call? Sungmoon, I'd like to have you on the team. Sorry, Nick. They're looking for me there.
I'm hosting.
I can't go.
Yes, I'm hosting an event here inside the barracks. Yeah, I know. But I think just on that point, the South Korean government does, if you're potentially an Olympic player, which he potentially could be, I think they grant them some leeway in doing this. There are a lot of countries, even Switzerland has conscription, expecting the young men to get the rifle. They literally get it out of the closet. It's sent home with them, and they go but there it's only 6 weeks or every year, so it's a little bit different. So,
2 years, a long, you know, for a professional golfer.
It's a very long time.
That's an extremely long time.
You wonder if you'd lose your whole game at that point. That magic that you've got going on, all of a sudden you want to run with that role, right?
Well, absolutely. It may take you a while to get back to that level, you know, if you've taken a few years off. Plus technology. Technology changes so quick nowadays that, you know, if he's serving in the military and not been able to play for 2 years, it'd be a little tough.
Right. Come out and everything is different.
Yep.
We're going to take a real quick break. We'll be back. We're talking right now with Bob Bupka. He's the voice of golf. He's a reporter on Talk Sports with 3 million listeners. But he's also the co-host of the Grill Room radio show. And you can hear it on iTunes. TuneIn Radio. It's probably on iTunes, too. On TuneIn Radio anytime, whenever you'd like. And you can find a link to the show on the banner of golfweek.com. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Kapalua, Maui. It's where champions come to play. In this winner's only field, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions features the best of the best on the PGA Tour. See Zach Johnson, Bubba Watson, Matt Kuchar, Hunter Mahan, and 2014 FedEx Cup champion Billy Horschel play in paradise January 8th through 12th at the Plantation Course. To purchase tickets starting at $20, visit pgatour.com/Hyundai.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Juuli LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available Acura Link surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. The clubhouse has moved. Temporarily, we'd like to stay here forever because the view is amazing. We're at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. We're under the gorgeous clubhouse overlooking Honolulu Bay, and I say that because we've taken over the cart barn. It's amazing what you guys do. Mike Jones is the director of golf operations, and he's the general manager here at Kapalua. Where do you put everything that's normally in here, Mike? This room is so huge.
Yeah, it's interesting. In a day or two, you know, we move all the carts down. We have a tent down below where we charge them, and we turn this cart barn into a beautiful media center. Carpeting.
Everything.
You know, everything you need, air conditioned down here.
There are fax machine, printing machines, televisions everywhere. Mark Roffing's on there right now. Golf Channel is showing everything Hyundai Tournament of Champions. So if you want to see it, it's on Golf Channel. And we're ending on Monday, and that's leading into, is it on NBC leading into the, yes?
I think it'll be
game?
On Sunday on NBC, and then we're going to leave Golf Channel on Monday. And
okay.
But the last putt, barring any playoffs, is going to be hit about 3 o'clock in the afternoon here in Hawaii, and you turn all right over to the national championship.
There you go. That's what I was looking at. Okay.
I want to ask Mike, what do you think of the Monday finish? Because this year, more than ever, I've heard, you know, some opposing viewpoint.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it's difficult. I mean, obviously on the weekend you're competing against NFL football in the playoffs and stuff like that. But, you know, for the players, right, they get done on Monday. They got to fly right over to Honolulu, get one practice round, a pro-am, got to go at it again.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. That, several players said that they didn't think it was fair to Sony because one day of their week is being eclipsed by this one staying over.
That's interesting. You know, but by the same token, then there's other people who say the Hyundai Tournament of Champions brings players here to Hawaii, and they'd rather play two events.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They're acclimated and they're ready for the Sony Open in Hawaii.
Absolutely. Ernie Els has said that for years, you know, when he qualifies for this tournament. He wants to play two events, go over to Sony as well. And, you know, the other prop, Bob, about the Monday finish is, you know, a few years ago we had delays, right? So we ended up playing 36 on Monday, 18 on Tuesday. The players had to go to Honolulu, play in the Pro-Am, and then play 4 days in a row. They didn't get a day off with a lot of golf there for a long time.
And that was very strange. When I was here, the 40-mile-an-hour winds were very, very real. You can't really feel them on television until they're moving the ball around, right? And you can't tee it up anymore.
I think the rarest thing on earth is a weather postponement at Maui.
Rarest, yes.
Yeah, you're lucky if you ever see one, I'll tell you that.
You know, you're exactly right. And we were talking this 2 years ago when it happened. That was the first time ever here at Kapalua that a round was canceled.
Yeah. And 100 years from now, probably it'll happen again. So stay tuned.
Yeah, exactly. Coming off Haleakala. So, Troon Golf, let's focus a little bit. They've taken over, and they've infused into the course and just into the property a level of care that we hadn't seen there for a couple of years. You just notice it. And the Bay Course now, celebrating 40 years. We don't talk about the Bay Course. It was where Morgan Pressel won the Kapalua LPGA Classic. But it's a gorgeous little course. Big course.
Yeah, the Bay Course opened in 1975. It's hosted 18 professional events over the years, including the World Cup, Kapalua International, Lincoln Mercury, you know, until Mercedes moved up here in 1999. And there's some interesting facts about the Bay Course. Greg Norman won his first U.S. victory on U.S. soil at the Bay Course in 1983. That's pretty cool, right?
That is cool.
Greg Norman's on the board of directors of Troon now, you know. And so there's a lot of ties like that. Davis Love won twice at Kapalua. Peter Jacobson won at Kapalua. Fred Couples won twice at the Kapalua Bay Course. All that down there. And 2015 is our 40th anniversary. Actually opened October 13th, 1975. Took me a while to find the records, but I did find them. And
it's not like 75 is that long ago, right, Bob?
but yeah, I did find them. And throughout the year here, we're going to be doing some celebrations and stuff. It's going to culminate in the fall where we're going to invite, and there's probably over 200 club professionals that have, during their years, worked at Kapalua. We're going to invite every single one of them back in December. We're going to have a big weekend tournament celebration, let the old directors of golf get up, talk about their experience at Kapalua. That includes Craig Williamson, Mark Rolfing, Gary Planos, Marty Kiter, myself. It's going to be a good time.
I did work one weekend as an assistant pro. So,
Bob wants to come.
Yeah, give Bob an excuse to come back to Maui. Yeah, that's easy. So the special event, including the tournament that's going to be in December, but you've got some specials like play for, dare I say, $40?
Well, we're working on some specials. We're working on some specials, and we're, you know, probably once we get past the first quarter and we get towards that October 13th date, you know, you can go on golf at Kapalua.com, find some stuff.
Good.
So it might be a thing where you play once and your second round's for $40.
Oh,
you
yes,
know, things,
yes.
Things like that. That
golf at Kapalua.com.
Golf at Kapalua.com, and, you know, things like that that'll help us celebrate, plus get some players out to see it. It's just a wonderful golf course. As you know, fifth hole. Only hole on the island of Maui where you hit kitty corner across the ocean. If you're here in the springtime, you're seeing it on that 15. Boy, whales are right outside, a couple hundred yards offshore.
It's amazing.
It's a beautiful spot.
Yeah, the plantation course eclipses the Bay Course all the time.
Well, the only place in the world on the Bay Course here is where you can look to your right and see the whales jumping and look to your left and see where Mark Rolfing lives. So, I mean, it's a pretty impressive sight.
Hyundai Tournament of Champions has been here. How long have they been sponsoring the Hyundai Tournament of Champions?
This is the fifth year. The Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
And we're looking at the end of the contract and going into a new one. Are we in negotiations now?
We are, yeah. And, you know, Hyundai, the Tour, and Kapalua are all committed to making it go forward. We're working on, you know, some negotiations for next year and beyond. And, I think you'll see, you know, Tournament of Champions here at Kapalua for a long time and for Hyundai at least for the next year or two.
Oh, that'd be fabulous because I hear sometimes, you know, the mainland journalists get on a kick about saying it's got to move. Yeah, it would be a better field if it were someplace on the West Coast and more people would come. And I'm thinking, wait a second, there are 34 winners. And the four guys didn't show up. Three of them are on the European tour. They're PGA Tour players, but they're from Europe. Now, let's say they may live in Florida, but their families may be in the UK. It's the holidays. Can you imagine finishing a couple of weeks off in the UK with your family, and then all of a sudden, you know, you jump back to the East Coast and you jump on a plane and get into tour? I just don't see that happening, where it's played.
Well, I mean, for the players, I mean, it's not really worth it to come over here. I mean, you finish last and you get a check for about $60,000. I don't know why anybody would want to come over here.
Rough trip. I don't care
where their family is.
Yes, our FedEx Cup champion says something like, you know, at least I know I'm going to get a paycheck. I'm thinking he made $10 million. He's worried about a paycheck. That's funny.
Talking about Billy Horschel.
Yes, of course.
It was really quite fascinating when Billy was brought in earlier in the week, and the PGA media official said, could we have some opening thoughts? He said, well, I'm going to tell you that I never thought that at 28 years old, I'd be financially set for the rest of my life. He said, that's what $13 million in 1 week will do for you.
Yes, well, I just hope the buyers don't, you know, get... That's the thing about the very big payoffs these guys get now. You know, they can be very comfortable for life, and you can just stay in the 50 ranking and be very comfortable. You don't necessarily have to win. Sometimes the fires go out when you're that comfortable. You get a little bit lazy, you know. But
well,
somebody
not
along.
Lazy. I mean, you don't have to work. I mean, many people retire. So if you're financially set,
right,
you know,
right.
Retire.
Right. Yes. Yeah,
raise a family. Do whatever you want.
Yeah,
I mean,
you'll have a good time.
There's more work involved in being a PGA Tour player than the average person even imagined. They see the glory on Sunday. They see the big check being handed out. They don't see the frustration of the missed cuts and the traveling and worrying about your clubs getting there and then dealings with caddies. Sometimes guys have caddies for a long, long time, and other guys have trouble with caddies, so they're constantly changing. I mean, there's an underside to the world of being a professional golfer that, you know, these guys deserve everything they get because it is not that easy. And right now, it is so tough to win on the PGA Tour because the quality of the field have gotten so much better from top to bottom. You used to go to a tournament and maybe 20 guys could win. Then it went to 40 guys, 60 guys, 80 guys. Now almost anybody in the field is capable of having that special week and getting a win. And when you have that, and you're a really good player, it doesn't mean that you're going to win. I mean, you can play all year playing the greatest golf of your life and not have one victory.
12 first-time winners here, a couple of this week.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a good point, but that illustrates
what you just said.
Yeah, what I was trying to fool the people with, what I was saying.
Kevin Streelman, he's a special in your life. Mike Jones, the general manager and director of golf operations here at Kapalua.
Absolutely. Kevin's from the Chicagoland area, where I am too, and I was the director of golf at a place called Cantini Golf Club. And the Streelman's lived right there. It was a public golf course, but one of the best in Chicagoland. And so Kevin actually worked for us for a few summers when he was in college, went to Duke University, you know, taught some lessons, did some things like that for us at Cantini. And then his parents played there. They played 9 holes 4 nights a week, come in, have a cheeseburger. So Streelman's have been friends for almost 20 years. And, you know, Kevin struggled for a long time. You were talking about that a minute ago. You know, that people don't see that. He was, you know, trying to get his tour card 4 or 5 years, finally got it, won the Kodak Challenge early, and now he's won
just
a couple of tournaments.
$1 million $1 million for the Kodak Challenge.
Oh, good. Struggles paid off. It's awesome.
But you know, Kevin, I think, put in his time, too. You know, at one point, he was a club scrubber at Kierland Golf Club. He was scrubbing clubs, and that wasn't too long ago, but he was always a good player, and he worked his way through, and now he's doing great, and it's good to have the family here this week because they're good friends.
The biggest difference now is, when Kevin's parents come in, They get double cheeseburgers. They got enough money.
All right. I've got to take a break. Thank the people who make this show possible, including Hyundai Tournament of Champions, the Stony Open in Hawaii, and Ben Hongo is going to come in and give us some tips about just how to fix our game. But before you go, any last thought that you weren't able to express?
No, I just think for the listeners out there, you know, it's going to be a great week. Either tune in or come out. And, you know, Kapalua is a special place. The players love it here, and we're going to have a good week. It'll be exciting to watch.
When you're driving down, going past Lahaina, you'll easily see the places where you can park your car, catch that shuttle, be dropped off, get in line later, get the shuttle, it takes you right back to your car. It's great.
Absolutely. And you get dropped off right by the first fairway there. And, you know, it's a fun week. And come out and see the best players in the world. They don't come to Maui often.
That's right. Mike Jones, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha.
Bob, good to see you.
Yeah. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea for the Sony Open January 12th through the 18th. Come kick off the 2015 tour season with Jimmy Walker, Chris Kirk, Matt Kuchar, Dave Love III, and more. Big names, big action. Tickets at www.sonyopeninhawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admissions and bag policy apply. Visit www.sonyopeninhawaii.com.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
I got it.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Ooh, it's an absolutely fabulous day. You have to finish the roll there, right? Right. Ko'olina has a 10:32. Kapolei has an 11:38. Makalei has an 8:52. There are absolutely no tee times available on Maui because you have to come to the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Okay, I stay at the Sheraton Maui, and we're going to be talking in a little bit with Brian about how they've got some interesting things to do. Like you go to dinner on the at a farm, and then the next day you go go to the farm where they got the goodies to make your dinner, and then they make you lunch, and you learn how to do it. Great, but where are you staying, Bob?
Are the eggs fresh when you go to that farm?
Yeah, real fresh.
Now, we're very fortunate this week. We're guests of the people at Aston Kaanapali Shores Resort. And the mere sight of waking up and drawing back the blind, and there's the ocean. And the sounds of the ocean, to me, are as important as the look of the ocean.
Yes.
A lot of amenities, a great place. If you come into Maui, I highly recommend Aston Kaanapali Shores Resort.
Excellent. And the stars at night, I get up early so I can get ready for the show. I walked outside, I heard that sound you were talking about, the ocean.
You know why
gently
the stars
lapping
at
up
night are brighter, I think?
Why?
Because there are no street lights.
Well, definitely that, and the sun's not up.
Right. Well, that too. It's dark. It's easy to see.
Okay. We're going to get serious. We're bringing Ben Hongo, PGA Director of Instruction at Kapalua Golf Academy. And the reason I say we're going to get serious is because it's fun watching these guys. And if you ever have a chance to be an honorary observer, take it. because you get to walk behind them inside the ropes in competition. You're with the standard bearers, and you get to see how they approach the shot. It's an amazing inside look to the game. Ben Hongo, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, good. Good. It's a gorgeous day.
Ben's in mourning. You can tell by the sound of his voice with Alabama not losing. I mean, Ben hasn't been to sleep for almost a week now. So, and by the way, on the Honorary Observer,
yes,
if you get the chance,
yes,
and it's here,
yes,
at the resort
you
course,
you could do it too.
Pass on it.
It's a long walk.
You better get in shape for it.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. They did tell me. I did it once. They said, you know, you can't just do 9. You've got to do all 18.
Yeah. Of course, the greatest course to play with a court. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Bar none.
The only problem you really have playing here is so many magnificent views that you find yourself, wow, take a look at that.
Yeah,
a look at that. I swear you could go out here without clubs or anything, and have a magnificent round of golf without having to waste time hitting a golf ball.
Waste time hitting a golf ball? What is that?
I mean, the views are so spectacular.
Yes,
here.
That's right. Now, that's why you could, you know, have the spouse play and the other one just take pictures. Then you're not driving everybody around you crazy by holding up. Now, Ben Hongo, that was what I asked you. If I want to play this plantation course, we were talking earlier about the long hitters like Bubba, and then not-so-long hitters like Zach Johnson, the defending champion, who, you know, the wedge play is so important. What do I need? I'm an average Joe golfer. What do I need to practice?
I think the, you know, three obvious things that you're going to find on a plantation course, and you're going to find this anywhere in Hawaii, is the wind, slope, and the grain. And if you don't understand how to deal with those three, you know, aspects of playing this golf course, you're going to have a hard time. I mean, you know, you might shoot 20 shots higher than what you would normally do in your home course.
Okay, so wind, slope,
yep,
and the grain.
Yeah, and the grain.
Okay.
So grain is something that's a little bit more unique to the Bermuda grass.
But you guys, you know, they talk about it all the time, but it's cut, it's triple cut, isn't it here?
Yeah. I mean, for this tournament, but let's say in your normal play,
okay,
I think, you know, the grain's a little bit heavier,
okay,
on the plantation course,
gotcha,
than some other golf courses out there.
Good.
So, you know, it really affects the speed. So you could be going down grain, and it's just, you know, I did a video piece a few years ago, and I think down grain, it ran like 15 feet on a step. And coming back, I think it ran like 6.
Oh, my.
And the difference, you know, the dramatic difference between going back and forth on it is just, it's unimaginable until you actually do it.
And it's frustrating.
Yeah, it can be, yeah. Definitely.
So that's what you need to prepare for, so you're not frustrated and you understand what you need to do.
So one of the first things I would tell people, you know, before they play the plantation course is, you know, get used to the grain and work on your speed with your putts, because, you know, with the size of the greens here, with the slope and the grain, I mean, you can pre-putt all day long here.
And
these guys on television, they make it look so easy.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. Now, with the slope, that's something that a lot of people don't understand. Tell us.
So I think, you know, different lies. So, you know, basically you get your 4 normal lies. So you get the ball below your feet, above your feet, downhill, uphill. And all you're trying to do is trying to get the club to work to the ground so it's somewhat neutral. So if you're going downhill, for example, you need to tilt your spine such that so the golf club would make the same descending blow to the golf ball as it was on a normal lie.
Do I understand this correctly? What you're saying is spine and golf club in the same parallel?
Let's just say we're trying to get the spine somewhat perpendicular to the slope of the ground. Probably be a better visualization.
Okay, good.
So, you know, I'll take, you know, players out there. For example, a couple of weeks ago, you know, I had somewhat of a beginner golfer,
mm-hmm,
and we're playing on the bay course, and we're talking, you know, she's got a pretty good golf swing,
mm-hmm,
off a flat lie with the driver ball teed up. She bombs it. But some of the shots that she faced on the golf course, it was a little difficult for her.
Okay.
And so we have to, you know, look at the setup and make sure that the setup fits the slope and let her swing the golf club. So
field players have an easier time then, because you put your body in the way it feels right.
Yes.
Whereas a method player would be a little bit more intimidated by the uneven lie.
Correct, because you have to be able to adapt and, you know, and kind of get used to that situation.
Right.
Yep.
So if your friend is doing it without any frustration and you're not, just chill.
Yeah, play with somebody else.
Come and see Ben Hongo at the Kapalua Golf Academy.
And you have to be able to predict your, you know, ball flight off of certain lies.
Predict?
Yeah. Yeah.
Contact.
Ben, we're just hoping to make contact.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I often have a hard time predicting anything when it comes to golf.
Well, Ben is pretty great because he just gave something that you would have to do on TV, give a golf lesson like that, and he did it on radio.
Yes.
So, and plus, we got to mention the academy here. I mean, I've had the privilege of being at facilities all over the planet, you know, Australia, New Zealand, wherever, all over Europe. There's nothing that compares to the teaching academy here. It's simply spectacular. It's state-of-the-art, and everybody that works there is just so helpful, and it really makes you feel good. So if you're listening in the area, and you know, you can call, I guess, and make some appointments and go. It's better for you if you really want to get better in golf to practice a little more and play a little less.
Yes. What's amazing about the Kapalua Golf Academy is when I first came out here, like in 99 and 2000, sometimes Jerry King would be invited as a guest, and I'd get a note, Jerry can't make it because he needs to give somebody a tune-up. And that somebody was usually someone who was about to play golf in competition at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
Correct.
So a lot of the professionals trust you guys.
Yes, I think so. I mean, you know, we have such a great staff here at the Golf Academy. You know, we got myself, we got Gregory Fields, who just won the Aloha Section Teacher of the Year, Claude Brousseau, who's also you know, Teacher of the Year here as well.
Who?
Claude Brousseau.
Claude, he's coming up in a few minutes.
Yes, he is. He's going to talk about a few other stuff, a few other programs that we have at the Academy, which is really exciting, but I'll let him talk about that.
Yeah, before you go, before we take a break, because the people who make this show possible, I need to thank them. You have something really special for Kama'aina. That means people who live here, the local guys. It's after work special.
Yeah, Pauhana.
Yeah,
the Pauhana Club.
Yes. What is the Pauhana Club?
So for $90 a month, they get use of the driving range or our practice facility.
And it's gorgeous. The view.
And we do weekly clinics.
And weekly clinics.
Yeah. And there's a little discount on the golf shop and, you know, so on. So it's really good. For me, it's really good because sometimes when I'm giving 1 hour lesson, especially to some of the guests here, in back of my mind, I kind of know that I may not see them ever again. Opposed to my Pauhana members, I know I'm going to see them, you know, a few times a week, and I know they're going to go practice, and I can see the progression. We've been doing this for about 2 years now, and some of the people I've seen really good, you know, nice progression, and that was always kind of my thing about working in a resort is, like, you know, I never got to see the, if you want to call it, the finished product.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it's exciting for me. We have a kids program now, and we're kind of mirroring the, you know, we call it the Keiki Club.
Keiki Club in Pauhana.
Yeah, Pauhana Club. And, you know, we're going to try to expand on it and maybe have some leagues and whatnot, and, you know, in the future. But, yeah, I like to see this thing kind of grow and you know, I feel like, you know, as a golf pro, I have to promote game of golf.
Excellent.
And, you know, I used to work for Jim McClain, and he used to always say that the golf pro, the pro part wasn't professional. It was golf promoters.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
That's insightful, because it's exactly what we need to do, especially when you talked about league play. The PGA of America is really asking PGA professionals to make league play. That would be like kids going to play like Little League.
Yeah, we have the junior league.
Yeah, is it on Maui too?
We're going to start this year in 2015. They had it on Oahu last year.
Yes.
And we're going to start this year. I think we have four teams, I think, committed. So I think us, Kanapali, Wailea, and Kahili, or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's I think for kids 13 and under. And they get uniform like a baseball,
yes,
with the numbers on the back,
yes,
and It's a scramble, three hole intervals, and I don't know all the details, but it's pretty cool. It's no pressure. Just go have fun and get the kids involved in it.
I'm feeling fabulous. Ben Hongo, thank you so much for being on the show. Kapalua Golf Academy.
Thank you.
Pauhana and Keiki. So it's the Pauhana Club and Keiki Club. And you should have seen his face light up when he talked about being able to watch somebody make progress learning the game and watching the progression. Awesome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's waterline broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Kapalua Maui. It's where champions come to play. In this winner's only field, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions features the best of the best on the PGA Tour. See Zach Johnson, Bubba Watson, Matt Kuchar, Hunter Mahan, and 2014 FedEx Cup champion Billy Horschel play in paradise January 8th through 12th at the Plantation Course. To purchase tickets starting at $20, visit pgatour.com/Hyundai.
In the security business, trust is earned over time.
That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
And welcome back. I'm going to have to interrupt this conversation between Claude Brousseau and Bob Bupka has taken over the conversation again with Claude. He is a master PGA professional in teaching and coaching, a golf coach, a golf teacher, a professional training and coaching member of PGA France, owner and director of instruction of claudeforbestgolf.com. He's at the Kapalua Golf Academy, but you can find out more about him at Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, like Claude with an E, claudebestgolf.com at Kapalua. He's a senior teaching professional there, and he's here on the show. He had an interesting thing about getting more distance out of your game. And just to continue, I'm listening to these two guys. You'd think they're dropping names, but they're actually talking about people they know. Thomas LeVay and Victor Dubuisson, and here we are. So how do you know Thomas LeVay? Bob Bupka, he is voice of golf. He has his own show co-hosted with Alex Maselli, the Grill Room Golf Show. It's on TuneIn Radio, so you can find it there. And, Bob, how did you meet?
Well, Thomas plays on the PGA Tour. He was a member of the Ryder Cup team. And, you know, I got to meet him. I was at Carnoustie when Jan van der Velde exploded.
It was so cold.
But I often point to, you know, the way he handled it after that. I mean, he was fantastic. Matter of fact, Paul Laurie was the winner. And I think that Jan van der Velde came out ahead, you know, 5 years after it was over. I mean, Paul Laurie, unfortunately, didn't capitalize on winning, and John van der Velde capitalized on losing.
On losing,
and
yes.
I'm excited about Claude. I should say, I haven't met him before, but I can't imagine being at this academy, getting a golf lesson for somebody with a French accent. I mean, you put those things together.
That's wonderful. That's
heaven.
Yes, and you also know Victor Dubuisson. Now, we're at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, but one day I could see his name here because he's really coming on strong.
Exactly. Victor Dubuisson is the next big player in France. This guy is very talented. He believes in his own system, and he will really, you will see his name here soon, because I know he likes to play in the United States. You saw what he did in Arizona when he played in the match
play.
That was like unbelievable.
Finished second to Jason Day.
Exactly.
And Jason Day told me after that you know, it was remarkable the way Victor played, because he had some shots that got himself in trouble, but his recoveries were the best. And I like Victor a lot. He keeps to himself. He's a very quiet type individual. But through Thomas LeBay, I was introduced to Victor, and we became friends. And I wanted to do that because I know, I agree with you, Danielle, that we will see his name here.
Mm-hmm.
And he will come. I mean, that's just a gut feeling that I have. I'd be surprised if he never showed if he was a winner.
Wouldn't he bring his whole family?
Oh, I'm sure he will.
He doesn't really have a family. He's got
Mom.
About 15 girlfriends
he can bring Mom.
That's the Aloha spirit. It's the family of Hawaii, so he will bring everybody with him.
Okay. Claude, you are also Vision 54 trained.
Yeah.
And we have Lynn and Pia Nilsson, Lynn Marriott, Pia Nilsson coming in February. I mean, I've been talking with them for a couple of months now about them coming in. Tell us when they'll be here, and are there spots open still?
Yes. So Pia and Lynn of Vision 54 will be here at Kapalua Golf Academy February 20th. 21st and 22nd.
Excellent.
So if you want to have more information about it, you still have some place to register, just go to vision54.com and you got all the information there.
If I wanted to call you, find out more, call the Kapalua Golf Academy.
Exactly.
It may be easier. Sometimes people are like, I was Vision 54, you just have to go across the top, look for events, and then it'll
program.
Programs, then it'll drop down. Yeah. And you'll see where they're having, they teach often in Arizona, but then you'll find the Kapalua site for the end of February, and there are places available. Vision 54, it's kind of what Jean Vandeveld, when he didn't succeed, he was able to recover from that dramatic loss. I was on the edge of my seat. I was going, go for it. I mean, if he was going to go into the burn and try to get out like that, I was going to cheer him on. And then he didn't. Oh, well. Darn.
I was in the media room.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had made several bets with several people that Jean Vandeveld was going to win. They had finished paying me off when he teed off. And then when I saw him in that water, I tried to run and hide, but they found me, and I had to give the money back plus.
That's amazing. That's
so
amazing.
Nobody was rooting any harder for him
I
was.
I got it. So, but his mindset, and I Victor Dubuisson, I guess their mindset is kind of Vision 54.
So Vision 54, in fact, is a number. 54 will be making a birdie on every hole. So some people say it's not realistic. At Vision 54, we believe that eventually it's not just happened yet, but it will happen. Somebody shot 58. So it applied to everybody, not just the top players in the world. So at Vision 54, we look at possibilities when we look at an individual. So there is a formula for performance at Vision 54, and it's called PT mess. So we correct the mess. Okay. So P for physical.
Okay.
T for technical. M for mental. E for emotional. S for social. The last S, spirit of the game.
Excellent.
Equal my 54 or Daniel's 54 or Bob's 54.
Right. Yeah.
So then what happened is this is a game changer. People, I have seen it. I have spent more than 20 days in the last 4 years with Tian Lin in United States, in France, and Belgium. And even Ben was here a little bit earlier.
Longer, yes.
So they were here in November last year. And Ben had heard of them, but I've not seen it in action, I call it.
Uh-huh.
So after 3 days, we do not give technical instruction. It's other stuff. He came and he looked at the people and say, hey, Ben, what do you think of that? He said, I cannot believe the change in the swing. Just because people now have other options. Of course, at Vision 54, we believe in technique. It is very, very, very important.
Yeah, the basics of golf. Yes,
yeah,
fundamentals.
The basics.
Need it. You need it.
But we are human beings playing golf. We're not robots.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have other skills. So we provide other skills. We help them. We help people to think better, make a better decision, and also how you react to a bad shot, how we build confidence.
Wow.
People say, hey, I want to be confident. That's very nice, but how am I doing that?
How do I become confident on the golf course? You want me to be confident so I can win? I need to work on the E a lot. I have the emotion factor for Danielle's golf game. Not so much, I don't get emotional on course. I laugh. I have fun. Otherwise, why would I spend hours, right? But it's what's going on emotionally in my mind. That you know, that negativity, that I talk myself out of being good.
But it's kind of a, you know, the human brain is wired 3 negative for 1 positive. And it's really good that we have that. It allowed us to survive as a species. But it's not good in golf. We don't need to survive in golf.
So you need to throw out the negative, but what you're saying is the survival instinct in us that made us so that we don't put our hand back in the snake hole again, right?
Yes.
That survival instinct, it's ingrained in us that I've done this bad thing, it's bad.
Yeah.
So we just, even though it has nothing to do with survival.
Exactly.
Wow.
So,
go ahead.
On the golf course, what you need, another way we can illustrate that. If you had been working for 20, 15 years, 20 years on one technical aspect and you still don't get it, you're not the problem. It's you not working on the correct thing to score better. So
man, that just brought up Tiger to me. Tiger, when he decided, Sean Foley, I can't do what you want me to do. But for Tiger Woods to say that and then to turn around and leave, I thought that was pretty amazing. Because he doesn't like to admit that he's not able to do something, especially not physically. But I'm physically not able to do what you're asking me to do.
Yeah, I would
please
make this statement, and I'm fascinated at everything Cloud's saying,
mm-hmm.
And I believe in it. The greatest example of negative thinking mm-hmm. that manifests itself on the golf course is when we get to a par 3, and it's over water, and my friend taking out an old ball, he said, I'm not going to hit a new ball into that water. I mean, that guy might as well take his bag and dump all the balls in the water.
Exactly.
You're so right, Bob. So they prepare for failure. Vision 54, we help them to believe in their possibilities and prepare for success. So basically, in the concept of Vision 54, there is what we call the think box. We need to think, but not at the ball. At the ball, you are an athlete that swing a club. So there is a think box, we prepare. There is a decision line, we go over. And when we are in the play box, we play golf.
We just play.
It's like reacting
to the ball when you're going to swing in baseball.
Correct. Like right now, we're not thinking about what we're talking. We're just talking. We're having fun.
Yes. Yes.
Don't think about the next sentence I will say. So in life,
I have
it's the
to.
Same thing. You have to? Okay. Like that. But the thing I would like to add on that is it's so tangible. That's what I love so much about Vision 54. It's not like I call that, you know, you just shovel clouds. That's not what we do. It's we go and help you to transfer. Many people say, oh, I'm very good at the range, but I cannot transfer to the course. I say, yes, how much time have you really practiced golf on the practice facility? They just beat ball. So Vision 54, we'll give you a concrete example that Pian Lin shared with me. They were preparing Aimee Azzato for the tournament in Asia, but they were in Arizona. So here's how they did it. It's genius. Her and her caddy, let's say at the extreme right side of their practice facility, okay, get the book out, par 4, driver, little fade, fine. Her and her caddy will walk to the other extremity of the range, like they will do on a golf course. Now you got 135, you're using, let's say, a 9-iron, picture the shot and do it. So they ask me, Aimee Azzato, after that, and she, I think she won where she finished very well in the tournament. Says, how is that? How do you like to practice that? Says, I love it, but it doesn't feel real. He says, okay, you're in Arizona and you will play in Asia. That's okay.
It doesn't feel real.
Well, Annika Sørensen, that's the only name you have to mention. I mean, she believed in it. She worked on it. Yeah. And to this day, the greatest lady golfer that ever played.
And in the field here, this week, you got Kevin Streelman. So Pian Lin worked with also people on the LPGA Tour, PGA Tour. And here's the thing I would like to summarize, is we help people to find their recipe for success. Most of the people will come to us and will say, Claude, could you tell me what I do wrong? I say, okay, that's pretty interesting, but I will tell you what you do well first.
That's good.
So, and then I say, why do you think it's important that you know what you do well? So they kind of, you can see that spinning up there. They try to figure an answer, and that's good. Because if you don't know what you do when you play well, how in the world would you repeat it?
Excellent.
So golfer, there is a piece missing in that nice game. In the golf instructions, golf coaching. Vision 54, it's one of the answer. Because, again, we are a human being with a system of operation that want to perform. So the state of performance in life, not just in golf, it's pretty easy. It's state plus skills equals performance. So we ask the people at Vision 54, how much time do you spend getting better at inducing the performance state at the range? They look at you and say, never thought of it this way. So the difference is we believe that instruction and coaching should be done on a golf course. That's
why
we play.
Right, which is why they're writing a book now.
Exactly.
Teaching on the golf course.
I think the next book is coming out pretty soon. I think it will be in 2015, and I think it will be a player.
Yeah, and it's all about how you can learn the game while playing on a golf course rather than having to go to a practice facility. I'm not saying that you shouldn't go to a practice facility, but you should take the golf course and actually hone your skills on the golf course. That's where you can do
I'm going to send a copy of that book to Tiger. He has his own golf course, so it'll be easy for him.
How you can make that? I love your statement. I mean, I think for him, he just needs to go and play. He has all the skill. He has all everything, but he needs to play golf. Now he's cut in other stuff. But to come back to your point, we encourage people to go to practice facility. But you've got a brain. You can imagine course. So let's say the best way to do it, we say at least every time you go to the practice facility, the last 15 minutes, maybe 20, better 20, just design a golf course. Play it. So let's say you start on a par 5, and you know you won't reach the green in 2. You can just use a 3-wood. Put it in play. You say, okay, my next shot, I need to put it a little bit more to the left. And then you do it. So you play golf on the practice facility. So you own your own skill.
Yes. Yes.
And then when you go to the golf course, it's not something new.
Yes.
You have learned new skills.
We're talking with Claude Brousseau, BGA, Master Professional in Teaching and Coaching. He's here at the Kapalua Golf Academy. And Bob Bupka, who is author of The Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. It's released in the first ebook now. It's out in the ebook edition, and it's been revised. He's also co-host of the Grill Room radio show on TuneIn Radio. We are KGU AM Honolulu, KGU FM Honolulu, KPUA Hilo, KTOH Lihue, KONI Lanai City. And we'll be back with more with Claude and Bob. And we'll be talking with Brian Hunnings from Sheraton about some of the really cool things that they offer for dining. One of them I can't wait to experience. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Make Hawaii Charities the big winner of the Sony Open. Show aloha to your favorite charity at friendsofhawaii.org. And your gift gets a boost from the Aloha for Hawaii Charities Fund, now through January 18th.
Sony Open in Hawaii.
Boost and bless local charities at friendsofhawaii.org, now through January 18th. Show aloha for Hawaii Charities.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system was engineered with four distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it. Now switch to sport mode. It offers quicker response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. And with the world's first 8-speed dual clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts. And in sport plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels as it taps its full performance potential.
So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
This is the Golf Club at the 2014 Hyundai Tournament of Champions. I'm so glad you're here. The Plantation Course is where you'll find all of the professionals playing. It's the Kapalua Resort just down the road from Ka'anapali. You can't help but see. Well, the car is kind of tucked on the inside, but you go past the Kapalua Golf Academy, and then you make a right turn. That's where we are. You just need to look for the signs that says parking, and then you'll get a shuttle up here. The 34 players in the field have accounted for 100 PGA Tour wins, led by defending champion Zach Johnson. He's got 11 victories on the PGA Tour. Jeff Ogilvy, wouldn't it be something if Jeff won again? I mean, that would be really something after having almost wanted to quit golf. He's got 8 victories. Matt Kuchar, 7. Bubba Watson, 7, including 2 green jackets. Hunter Mahan with 6. Winners of 6 major championships, including the 2014 Masters champion, Bubba Watson, as I mentioned. And Angel Cabrera is in the field. And I just think it's so cool. I don't even want to talk about how old he is, because it doesn't matter. If you can swing a club the way, what is age?
Yeah, age doesn't mean anything.
Don't mean nothing.
He's 44 years old.
Don't mean nothing.
He's the oldest player in the field and one of the nicest guys. And he's actually here with his swing coach, a man that's become a legend in the States by the name of Charlie Epps. And Charlie Epps grew up in Argentina. His father worked for a Ford Motor Company, and he was located down there. So he got very fluent in the language and everything. And and then he started becoming a golf pro, and he helped Angel out early on in his career. Now that he's won Charlie Ipps, you know, he could walk on that ocean out there and,
yes, absolutely,
and not sink. but he goes everywhere that Angel goes. They get a pretty nice house. They have pretty nice meals served.
No kidding.
Yeah, you know. So
I guess there is a good wine in it too.
Oh, there's a little good wine.
Oh,
yeah.
You know. Beautiful. We're talking with Claude Rousseau, who is a senior teaching professional. You spent half of your year in France and half of your year here. Where do you teach in France?
So I teach at a place called Le Golf du Vaudreuil. And 6 years ago, a man in France, great guy, his name is Jean-Claude Forest. He's a passionate about golf. And he wants to grow the game and help the. In fact, he sponsored 15 people on different tours in France. So. And then he realized that there is no short game golf school in France. So he says, okay, I would like to create a golf school. And that's how I appear in the picture. So basically, I went there and created from scratch the first short game golf school. And it's at the Golf du Vaudreuil in France. We host the Challenge Tour tournament there.
Yes.
And it's just an hour northwest of Paris. And so I'm there basically from... pretty much 5 months out of the year.
When nice.
The weather is nice. And
yes.
I mean, I'm very privileged to be able to teach at Kapalua Golf Academy.
Yes.
And then it's called Golf Court Academy.
I'll put that resume up against anybody's. France and Kapalua.
Yeah, that's awesome. I got to ask you,
yes,
about the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't think of France as being a hotbed for golf. You know, yeah, there's the UK. Everybody plays golf there. The Germans and the Spanish, you know, mm-hmm, they've been... Spanish, and the Germans are coming on. I mean, Bernhard Langer is certainly, you know.
Timer.
Yeah, right, Martin. Yeah. And now, will the French be enthusiastic to host the Ryder Cup?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. We have to know that France is it's not a really well-known country for golf. They have less than 1% of the people playing golf.
Huge opportunities for growing the game.
It's like unbelievable. This is one of the countries in the world, you know, where you have a huge opportunity to develop golf. And you have the Federation of Golf is there. They have what I call the perfect storm. They have Dubuisson. They have Levy coming
That's
out.
Right.
So now to go with the Ryder Cup, they are already gearing up for it. You cannot have two best thing happening. You get Ryder Cup, and then you get Paris. And that will be fantastic.
I'm ready to go. And then we've got the Olympics, so naturally... Mm-hmm. France wants to have, and I'm not sure exactly how an Olympian is going to be chosen. And some people say it shouldn't be the professionals, but I say why not in the beginning at least? Or the NBA gets to go play basketball there, so why shouldn't it be? I think Adam Scott made it.
I think we ought to, because of your heavy connections to France and Paris, our sympathies on what happened to so many people this past week, and just terrible tragedy, and it just goes to show you that, you know, bad things can happen anywhere.
Yes, and, but it's tragic.
So if you're doing good things, really enjoy them, and that's what, you know, the message that you got to bring, you know,
yes,
that you have to live with.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. I mean, there is some people with pretty bad stuff they want to, for sake of having a message out there. But, I mean, I think golf is a good way to get your serenity. You go back on the golf course.
Yes.
You kind of enjoy the nature, the fact that we are sharing this passion. And I think it's a good way to forget about those bad things happening.
Exactly. Brian Hunnings is now going to join us. He's the executive assistant manager at Sheraton Maui. And the Table to Farm series, just with a wine dinner and a farm tour, I just love this whole concept. So I want to ask you, Claude, is there one last something I didn't give you an opportunity that you wanted to say when you're on the show?
No, I think you gave me a great opportunity to talk about the Vision 54, the love of the game, and even I will just finish on that. It means for all of us who are playing this game. And I think it's important at a higher level also. Just really nurture that spirit of the game. Ask yourself, why am I playing that? Why am I spending time, money, and energy playing golf? And sometimes it's easy to get away from it, and that's one of the aspect that we need to make sure we nourish every day.
The spirit of the game.
Spirit of the game.
Claude Brousseau, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Pleasure.
We're going to bring Brian right in. We're not going to make him wait another commercial set because we've got a lot to talk about. The Chicago dog. Hank's Holt Dogs. The elevator closed last night. Brian Hennings, executive assistant manager at Sheraton Maui and the Starwood regional director of food and beverage. Brian, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Aloha. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. I had a fabulous dinner last night. They couldn't have been nicer to me and taking care of me over at the Black Rock Kitchen.
Awesome.
Steak and seafood. And it's such a beautiful view. And walking across the lawn to get there, just had a great time. But as I was saying, as I got into the elevator to go down to the restaurant, the door closed and I saw this big sign that says Chicago, Hank's Holt Dogs, Holt. I was thinking of Claude, right? Then Holt, like hot dogs, only Holt. Anyway, hey, Brian, what inspired you to bring the Chicago dog to Maui?
Actually, I'd have to say it's Hank himself. I mean, I just spent the last 6 years on Oahu, and Hank's Holt Dogs is kind of an institution there. Everybody has to have one. Hank is very much in line with our principles, which is support local, buy local, and most importantly, just do creative twists with great food. I mean, he keeps things super simple. He is, a Chicago native at heart, and got his start running restaurants. And if you ever go down to Kaka'ako, to his location down there, it's just a fun, irreverent kind of step back in time where everybody knows your name, and you come in and you get great food and just have a good time. We were looking for literally just, something that could be quick and easy that you could grab and go to the beach, and there's nothing better. There's no better beach food than hot dogs.
Oh, absolutely.
They have to elevate it just a bit.
Don't you have the Portuguese sausage on the menu and special sauces for dipping?
Yeah, we have several different sauces for dipping. There's roughly eight of Hank's classic dogs that we've introduced. Everything from the Fat Boy, which is like a bacon-wrapped Bavarian sausage, to the classic Chicago. We just introduced our new chicken dog, to the No Dog. There's a little bit of variety for everything. And then my favorite, actually, is his truffle mac and cheese, which is to die for. Black truffle and macaroni and cheese are an amazing combination. And it's been amazingly accepted. People in Maui, our guests love it. People who live here on Maui, the Kama'aina, who don't get a chance to get over to Oahu often, have all been flocking down. And, we're doing 100 to 200 dogs a day, which is pretty amazing.
That's right. I walked past the stand. It's next to the spa, by the way, guys, over at Sheraton Black Rock. It's awesome. Now, this is what really caught my eye. You have the Table to Farm series. It's a wine dinner and a farm tour. Five-course Maui dragon fruit meal with wine selected for each of the courses. Talk story session with the chef during the dinner, followed by a private farm tour the following morning, then lunch and cooking demonstration in the field. And the date for the series this year include March, May, and August. Now, first of all, I understand that kale is out and dragon fruit is in. What is dragon fruit?
Believe it or not, dragon fruit is part of the cactus family. And there's very few temperate zones that it can actually grow in. A lot of it comes from Thailand. There's a great farm on the Big Island as well, Kona Dragon Fruit. And then Maui just started theirs about 3 years ago. And Crystal, who is the farmer and her husband, she is just an amazing, amazing woman. She has her master's in engineering. She used to work for hotels. And she's just a funny, funny woman. Her brother is a doctor. Her mother lives in China. And the reason she got into it, amazingly enough, is because of the amazing healing properties of dragon fruit. Full of antioxidants, probably one of the ones that has the most highest concentration of antioxidants when it comes to a fruit. And her mother actually was diagnosed with diabetes. And dragon fruit is one of the few fruits that has very beneficial properties for helping people. I can't say cure diabetes, but definitely helping to lessen some of the symptoms of diabetes. And she really got into it for her mom, because her mom was saying when she moved to Maui that she could never come visit her because there was no dragon fruit here. And she, her mother does not eat like any kind of processed foods because of her illness. And Crystal was like, well, you know, there's a farm, I can start it. And her mom actually contacted a farm in China, and that's how she got started. And she's very funny when she tells the story, because she's like, my mom called and got me a deal. She got 10,000 cuttings of dragon fruit plants, and she got them for $1 each. And she had these dragon fruits shipped over. And the farm is amazing. It really, really is. She's on 13 acres just outside of Lahaina, down by Laniapoco. Beautiful view of the ocean. And she also does like eco-adventure tours up there. There's a zip line up there. And we just love Crystal's passion. So we wanted to do a dinner around and featuring dragon fruit, because it is such a versatile fruit. And our chefs, Greg Gaspar, Ray Nicicio, they did an amazing, amazing job with the dinner. We partner with Southern Wine and Spirits. And the whole concept is you come in, you have a great dinner the night before, you get to taste everything. And then the next day we take you out into the field and you actually get to pick the dragon fruit and pick the other items that they grow. They grow, pineapple and sugarcane and a lot of different herbs and vegetables up at the farm. And you really get a sense of meeting the place where you just had these amazing ingredients. And like I always say, there's nothing more passionate than a chef than a farmer. And when you get the two of them together and they start collaborating, it's like lightning in a bottle.
That's wonderful. It's a really wonderful idea.
Brian, where can I buy some dragon fruit?
Well, I'll tell you, we're just at the end of the season here, unfortunately, on Maui. We were fortunate enough to get the very last dragon fruit from Maui Dragon Fruit. You can go online. They have a website, and it's literally www.mauidragonfruit.com. And place an order for next year. Her growing season is going to start roughly the end of April, end of May, and she's in full production by August, and then it's usually through the end of the year based on, how cold or hot it is. It's an incredibly laborious plant. You have to hand pollinate every fruit, and it only usually happens on the blossoms usually only happen on a full moon. So you only get once a month to do it, and then you got to go out at night and hand pollinate every single plant. And so it's kind of a special fruit. It's beautiful. I think there's some that you can probably get from the Kona Dragon Fruit Farm. We were talking to them last week, they said they still had a little bit left. So
that's and then they can't frost, they can't dry it can it? I don't mean can it, like bottle it.
You can. It's incredibly versatile. I'll tell you, Crystal does an amazing job. She gave us these dragon fruit martinis. So she makes a dragon fruit puree. And I'll tell you, it was amazing.
Fruit martini.
Yeah. She's
so got my name written all over it, Brian.
There's nothing better when you're Palhana if you get off the golf course. Oh, yeah.
You've just touched our warm and fuzzy spot.
Can we get that at his restaurant?
Is it available now at your restaurant?
See if I can run you guys up one before you get off the air.
That would be cool.
I'll come there tonight for dinner if I can have a dragon fruit martini.
Brian Hunnings is the executive assistant manager over at Sheraton Maui, Starwood Regional Director of Food and Beverage. There's so much at the Sheraton Maui that for golfers, there's the wedding package. If you want to have a wedding on the green, couples be able to right there on the green. It's the Kaanapali Royal Course, too. And you can. It's designed by Robert Trent Jones, Sr. He also designed Mauna Kea. So it's a gorgeous course, and you're on the green. Just beautiful. Then you have your reception at the Ali'i Lawn, the Moana Lawn, or the private Kaanapali Point. Really neat. And last night, the entertainment was great, Brian. I really had a good time. And so you're going to let us know if we can get this dragon fruit martini. Bob Bupka, he is the host of the Grill Room radio show. And you find the link to his show at golfweek.com. So he and Alex Maselli and Bob's been in the business for a long time. Dragon fruit martini. Brian Hunnings, thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Have a great day, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Do I need a reservation for tonight?
No, I'll put you down. Don't you worry.
All right. I'm coming.
All right. We'll see you tonight, then.
All right, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Well, we're about to close the show, and I just want to thank Bob one more time, because you're heading off to the PGA Merchandise Show.
Yeah, we have to. Obviously, it's a huge event every year, and I get to see so many people that are involved in the game of golf. I was just curious about those weddings on the green. Do you have to let people play through while you during the ceremony, or do they have to wait?
It's kind of like President Obama.
Wait a minute. Before I say I do, let this guy hit up.
Give me a couple minutes to think a little bit longer. Consider my answer. Okay. We're here at the fabulous Hyundai Tournament of Champions. We're having a wonderful time here, and you could too. It's fun. Come over, park, get shuttled up to the plantation course. You come in through the Spectator Village, and you see all the stuff that you may like to take home. You've been here, you need a T-shirt, right? And then follow these guys, and it's a great walk. And it's free for military members, even if you're retired military. And kids get in free, too, under 17. So come with your family and get some exercise. Have a great day. Bob Bupka, thank you for being on the show. And thank you to Aston Kaanapali Shores for taking care of my friend Bob Bupka.
Yeah, it's a great place to stay. And I have to say a big shout-out to Karen Sega, who runs the media room. And
Yay, Karen!
She has...
Karen! Yay!
Chris Reimer is her assistant.
Reimer's her assistant. Hey, that's good. Okay, I've got to find the clothes to my show, which I gave to my executive producer, and he may not be able to find it either. We are thanking the people who make this show possible, and they are Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or your smartphone as Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discounts at 777 Ala Moana. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, maybe you're in charge of the whole building and you're not sure who to call, or you have a home, it's your house, you want somebody to come and take care of the plumbing, the sink won't drain anymore, call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. And Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment. For protection for your home or your business, for your concert or your special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, get the Star Team on your property. They were absolutely fabulous. They always are. They're right at the gate. You'll see them. Say hi. Tell them Danielle says hi. And thank you to Avance Salon. If you want a tee time, you can play a round of golf at Makalei, 10:20 and 11 o'clock. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 11 o'clock and 1:10, and you can play all 18 holes. And that just about wraps it. If you want to hear the whole show over again, we're at RadioGolfClub.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.